The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chicky is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, this is Alexandra Beck, a pop soul artist, and you are listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Diana Chicky with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. Saskatoon born and now based out of Vancouver, Canadian pop, soul singer and songwriter Alexandra Beck is clearing the way for Matters of the Heart with the release of her official debut double single, Blemished and Blew It. Despite her petite frame, Alexandra commands the stage with her big soulful voice, often described as having similarities to the sounds of Amy Winehouse, Beyoncé, Janis Joplin, along with other power vocalists. Alexandra has also performed solo at the Lincoln Center and Bitter End in New York City, and was a finalist at the Canadian Music Week Jim Beam National Talent Search last August. Joining me via Zoom is Alexandra Beck, who will share her recent singles. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Joining me via Zoom is Canadian pop soul singer-songwriter Alexandra Beck. Welcome to Beach Corner.
Thanks so much for having me, Diana. I'm so excited to be here today.
Your singing style has similarities to the sounds of Amy Winehouse, Beyoncé, and Janis Joplin. What comes to mind when you hear this?
A lot of people kind of tell me that I sound very similar to Janis Joplin, although she's never been someone that I've listened to a lot growing up. So that's a huge compliment. She was a huge icon. And a lot of younger people, I'd say, tell me I sound like Amy Winehouse, which is a huge compliment because I'm such a huge fan of Amy. And I guess I just have a power to my voice and kind of more of a soulful sound. So I guess that's why people say that. And people say I have this grit to my voice, and that's why they say I sound like Janis. Anyways, Beyonce is another power vocalist. Some people say I kind of sound like, so.
That's amazing. So you're known to be small and mighty. Describe yourself to our audience.
Well, I'm like a small little white girl, and people think that I'm a lot younger than I am. I'm 24, but I look a lot younger. So when I sing, people are really confused and surprised because they think I'm like a big black woman or something, and I'm not. So it's a different thing when you listen to me, when you come to watch me live. I think some people find it surprising, but I think that's kind of what makes me unique, because I'm strong and I'm a strong-willed person and I'm hardworking. And I think, you know, I'm small and I look small, but there's a lot more to me.
And at what age did you decide to pursue a singing career?
I was about 20 when I was like, I really want to do this and I'm going to work really hard and get better at my craft.
And what do you enjoy most about singing?
For me, I just love the feeling it gives me. It's my favorite thing to do. And yeah, it just makes me feel so good. And that's why I do it.
And how are you adapting as an artist in this virtual world since the pandemic?
For me, it's honestly been something that's not a huge deal. You know, as the times are happening, we have to learn to adapt. I like social media. It's given me the outlet to connect with people who live in the United States who are in the music industry. It's given me the opportunity to connect with you when you live in Toronto and I live in BC. So I think that it's, You know, it's actually really incredible what's possible right now because everybody's on the internet. So there's so many people from, you know, more music centers than where I live that I have access to that I wouldn't have access to before. So I'm just going with that.
Well, on that note, can you please introduce one of your songs?
So now you will be listening to Blemished. It's a fun, happy song.
Well, joining me via Zoom is Canadian pop soul singer-songwriter Alexandra Beck. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
Just another day in my calculated life. Everything gotta be so planned. So many tell me to do this or that, but I just want my own stance, my own chances. You came at the perfect time. The bar was set so, so high. Gave me a different outlook on life. Need a man, but you help me see who I really am. Breaking through all my bad. Now you and me are hand in hand. You came at the perfect time. The bar was set so, so high. Gave me a different outlook on life.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guest via Zoom, Alexandra Beck. So Alexandra, your double debut singles, Blemished and Blew It, were launched recently. Tell us about these songs. They really have an interesting story behind them.
Yeah, well, I'll talk a little bit more about Blew It right now because you just listened. You already listened to Blemished. Blew It's a song that I most connect to as an artist. It's obvious, it is a song about pain you experience after a breakup. To put it more plainly, it's a pretty straightforward song and it really healed me about a year ago when I went through something really, really painful. And I just kept singing it and over. And I was like, this song is a song I really need to record. A lot of people who've been through really painful breakups can relate to it. My other song, Blemished, is, I think it's a song that shows kind of a feminist take on love. And that's why I'm so proud to put it out. It kind of shows that you don't really, it's not about needing someone when you're in love with someone, but it's a bit more about, how this person can make your life better and help you see the best version of yourself.
Nicely said. So are you planning any music videos in the near future?
I would love to do a music video. I have been applying to a few grants, and there's a great team that I worked with actually in the Canadian Music Week competition, the Riddle Film team, and I want to work with them again. So at some point, if I win a grant, I would love to do a music video.
In early January, you made your first appearance in a fashion magazine as a model. Tell us about that. I mean, that was a great photo of you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. The magazine's Canadian, so that's really cool. It's a fashion magazine called Portfolio Global that's, works closely with my modeling agency. It's also based out of Edmonton. And the photographer I worked with, she is unreal. Name is Crystal Tseng, and she just, in probably about 10 minutes, got all these absolutely insanely incredible photos that I've never seen people capture certain perspectives on what I look like. So that was an amazing experience, and it's really cool, you know, to be interviewed as a model and be in that magazine as well.
And you're based out of Vancouver. For our audience, Tell us how you're enjoying living out there, because I believe you're from Saskatoon. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I never want to get rid of my roots. I love the fact that I'm from the prairies and Saskatoon, because it shows me that I am, you know, a very caring person. I love the fact that prairie people are like that. But being out on the coast has been amazing, because the winters here are very mild and really good for the mood. They're really good for the mood. The rain doesn't affect me much. It doesn't affect my mood much, but I love being able to walk places and in the middle of the winter, and I don't have a car, so it's been really great.
And where do you see yourself in 5 years from now? Where would you like to be?
I would like to have songs that are charting on Billboard and have songs, have lots of song credits for major label artists, if it's not for myself.
Excellent. Well, where can we find more information on you?
If you want to find more information on me, I would check out my Instagram. I'm super active on there, Alexandra Maria Beck. If you like listening to Apple Music or Spotify or iTunes, I'm Alexandra Beck on there. And those are the main platforms that I'm super active on, as well as YouTube is Alexandra Beck Music. And that's it.
Well, thank you, Alexandra, for being my guest. Wishing you all the best of success with your musical career.
Thanks so much, Diana.
But before you go, can you please introduce one more song?
Yeah, we're going to listen to Blew It right now, so I hope you enjoy.
You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this song.
Something to say, something to say.
a wrap for me. I would like to thank Alexandra Beck for being my guest and wishing her all the best of success with her musical career. For more information, visit her Facebook page and Instagram at Alexandra Maria Beck. Her music can be found at Apple Music, Spotify, iTunes, and YouTube. Special thanks to Eric Alper for making this interview possible. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Donna Chickie. Beach Corner's broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from my homepage to enjoy unique and local programming. Beach Corner is also a regular feature in Beach Booster publication and can be seen on Wasaga Beach TV at Beach Talk. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster. You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, broadcasting from our studios in the Stonebridge Town Center on Main Street, in the heart of downtown Wasaga Beach.